This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this blessed Christmas Eve day. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Promises, promises. You can't believe half of them. That's the voice of a disappointed person. The question is, can we believe the promises of God? We're going to talk about that in a sermon. Today, we invite you to stay tuned. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you are the fulfillment of so many promises. We know that the promises of God are sure. We realize that we receive them in faith, only to see in retrospect how true they really were. And so you said you would send your Son, and your Son you sent, born in Bethlehem's manger, to die on Calvary's cross. So we celebrate today to know that that Savior brings us into a living, personal relationship with you. Hear our prayer that we ask in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with the very first verse. And what a joy to once again read that old familiar Christmas Gospel. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom his favor rests. Here ends the reading of the Christmas Gospel. Friends in Christ, occasionally I hear a person say, promises, promises. Not half of them are kept. And I'm sure this is what we experience as we walk through life. There are many promises that are given to us and they never are kept. The person is absolutely right. My question then is that true as far as the promises of God are concerned? And the Bible makes it very clear that it is not. For every promise that God has made to the humankind has been kept to the greatest detail. Look at these two promises that come to us on Christmas Day. About 700 years before Jesus was born, the people of Judah lived in misery. Spiritually and morally, they were destitute. The Bible says the godly have been swept from the land, and not one upright man remains. The Assyrians and the Babylonians were knocking at the door to defeat them in battle and to take them as captives from their homeland. It was in this depressed state that God's voice was heard through two men called prophets, Micah and Isaiah. Those two men delivered to Judah promises. Micah said to them in the midst of their disappointed life, "You are Bethlehem. You're small among the clans of Judah. But out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times." And then it describes him. "He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For them his greatness will reach to the end of the earth, and he will be their peace." There's a promise. Today, Bethlehem, you are disturbed, but tomorrow will be better. From you will come the ruler. Later on, it was the prophet Isaiah, when again they must have been very depressed, and he said to them, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. Now, this was a bit more difficult to explain. What did it mean that this son who would come from a virgin would actually be God with them? This is the first indication of the incarnation. And that day came 700 and some years later, when, according to Micah's promise that had come from God, in the town of Bethlehem, a virgin gave birth to a child. And the child was a human being, but he was also the God incarnate. That is, God had become flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, certainly, Mary did not have full understanding of that, nor did Joseph, nor did the innkeeper, nor did the shepherds, nor anybody else around them. But this is the great, great truth, the great mystery. It's the incarnation. It is the fulfillment of a promise that God has come to this world and has brought the assurance that we have a Savior if we will but trust in him. Two voices were given. The promises were sure, as are all of God's promises. It is this birth, the incarnation, that we celebrate on Christmas Day. God has not left us without a message of hope, joy, peace. What his prophet promised to the prophets have been fulfilled. And so we can sometimes say, promises, promises, not half of them are kept. And that's true. But when it comes to the promises of God, not a half, but 100% are kept in full detail. And God is speaking to us today and giving us these same promises. As Micah admonished the people for their sins, he gave them hope. The message of hope is with us today. We are admonished because of our sinfulness, our godliness, our turning our backs on the Savior. But in the midst of all of this, here stands the gospel of Christmas, the gospel that there has been born to us this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Jesus Christ. That child grew up, and he completed his mission. In 33 years' time, he had suffered, he had died, he had been raised again as a payment for the sins of the world. And now here again, the Scriptures speak, and they bring to us promises. It says when Jesus has announced that he is the Son of God and the Savior of the world, there were many who would not receive him. In other words, it says he came to his own. John 1 tells us this. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. And then he moves out. But to those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. In other words, it was now no longer just a Messiah for one nationality. It was for the whole world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And that babe who was born in Bethlehem's manger of a virgin is the Savior of those today. But notice this, friend. He says the kingdom is for all who will receive him. It is offered to everybody. Everybody on this Christmas gets that promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, and I will make you my child. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will only open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. For as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. But we have to, by the grace of God, receive that Savior. Now, how do we respond today, friend? Well, there are many, of course, the vast majority, who reject this promise, who reject this Savior, who say that it just is impossible. There are some, then, who will say, no, I accept him intellectually. They may not put it that way. It's a lesson that they have learned from childhood. Yeah, Jesus is my Savior. He was born in a manger. I went to one of those Sunday school programs when I was a kid, he might have said. And I had a little piece, and I sang those songs, and my grandfather and my grandmother was there, and my aunts and my uncles, and of course my parents. It was a great time. And I cherish this, and I love that tradition, and I believe it down deep in my heart. Or do I? Maybe not. And so there's the question. Is it only in your head, or is it in your heart? Notice what the Word of God says, if we will receive him, the babe of Bethlehem's manger, then the whole kingdom of God is ours. That is a tremendous message, friend, that we have, and we repeat it over and over again. But Jesus Christ will come again. He'll come for every single one of us. For some of us, he will come in the hour of death. He gave that promise. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you? I go and prepare a place for you, and then I will come again. There we can say with St. Paul, we will see the blessed Savior face to face. The question is, have we received him? For then we can enter into that kingdom. If Jesus Christ is our Savior, then we can enter into the kingdom, and then we can know that we are his forever and ever. The glories of heaven, the mysteries that are there, this is what is offered to us today in that manger in Bethlehem. But there is more to it even than this. Jesus Christ, the one who was born in Bethlehem's manger, is going to come to bring an end to this old world. It's called the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's the Advent message too. The Advent message, it says, this time when he comes, the second coming of Christ, he will not come in all humility in a manger at Bethlehem, but rather he will come as a King of kings and the Lord of lords. And every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's his second coming. That is a promise. And it is these promises that I would have you take with you today. It isn't a promise that comes from a church. It isn't a promise that comes from a denomination. Oh, the denomination and the church carries the promises, but the promises come from God himself. This is where sometimes, all too often, in fact, we hesitate to say, I just wonder about these promises. we kind of let them go. We don't exactly cast them completely away from our thinking, but we let them go. The promises that were once given by Micah and that then were given by Isaiah are the promises that stay with us today. I need those promises. They come from that babe of the manger of Bethlehem. And he says, I want you for my own. That's why I came to this world. That is my purpose in trying to let everyone know that God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent me. The people did not know in Isaiah's day who the God incarnate was. But you and I have a full description of that in the scriptures. We know that Jesus Christ is that God incarnate. There is no better time, I think, to really tell the story of Jesus with a strong evangelical appeal. As we sit around in our family gatherings, could it not be possible that we could ask one another, really, what do we believe about this Christmas message? As it's that time that we are having our devotions, and I trust before the evening is over, you will open the Bible as a family. If you don't do that most days of the year, could it not be that you would do it on Christmas Eve? It does not need to be embarrassing. And you turn to that second chapter of Luke and you read it slowly and carefully and ask, what does it mean? Have we advanced any further than when we were kids? Is he truly our Savior and our Lord? Just think, friend, what a joy it would be if on this Christmas someone in your family would say, oh, I'd love to have Jesus into my life. And those of you who are older in the faith can have the privilege of being the Micah and the Isaiah and say he made his promise true once. He makes it true again tonight as you receive Jesus Christ into your life. Grant that you may have a blessed, blessed Christmas in the name of that Savior who was prophesied about from the very beginning and whose promise God has made true. He came. For many, he has come into your life. And for those who still stand outside of the kingdom, he truly, truly wants to come in. Amen. Thank you. Father in heaven, we thank you for this Christmas day that is about to come into our families once again. We know that in many places it's a happy day. It's a time when we will give gifts and receive them. It's a time when there will be joy and laughing. We pray this may be descriptive of our homes. But Lord, we pray that it may be a time in our churches and in our homes and in our individual lives where we may really see that the true happiness comes when Jesus Christ is our Savior. That he has not only been born historically in Bethlehem, but he has been born in our hearts to live with us forever. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Your promises are true. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that you and your loved ones have a blessed Christmas and a healthy New Year. As we spend special time with family and friends, let us give thanks for the greatest gift of all, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts and prayers of our listening family. As the year comes to a close, we remind you that your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. We thank you for your prayers as well as your financial support during this holiday season. Your gifts enable Christian Crusaders to continue these gospel messages into the new year. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is available to be read or heard on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.